now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
If you're making any long-term plans, and I have no idea why you would even want to try that. It didn't work out last year. I don't think it's going to be working out in the immediate future. But anyway, you should know that here on the West Coast, the weather at the beginning of December for a couple of weeks is going to be quite balmy, just like the people out here. And then it's going to start blowing and snowing and freezing, and it's going to be really cold, brought to you by La Nina. But no matter where you go, and I know that people love to go out into that kind of weather and ski and snowboard around here, and other people like to sit beside the fire and rest. You can take us with you because we're so handy and so portable, and it's always nice to have a little frisky Celtic music around to cheer you up. And we're going to start off with Shugle Nifty and Black Dog.
Thank you.
Madigen var hemes kone, a hajot var ani kone, kano ene bepeo lavare, rakun luke me ravone. Estren bas mabro, tu ala ter guesh koha bra, paje elan trovar dro, endashen tu.
Dom Duff from his album Seventh Circle. Later on this hour in the program, you'll hear Cal Coate chatting with Pat Chesel about his new album, The Road Not Taken. Speaking of great Canadian artists, here's Finn, and on to the next.
I like the way your tongue feels on my neck when I'm messing with your heart rate and you're stealing my breath, all the while playing a game, seeing who can care less, and when it's over, when it's done, I'm up and on to the next. And we both already know that it's for the best, make it mean something. Someone might start growing too attached. Why would I only love one when I could love ten? No, I don't mind, babe, I'm just fine with moving on to the next. 'Cause I'm young and I've got time to kill, drinking, dancing, loving girls. that you're next.
Speaking of frisky Celtic music, Finn are 18-year-old twin sisters from White Rock. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. More great Celtic coming up from all around the world. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Mon bleu sembleur, Marion, où étais-tu hier au soir? Où étais-tu hier au soir, mon bleu? La fontaine était brouillée, mon Dieu, mais la fontaine était brouillée. Mon bleu sembleur, Marion, qui avait brouillé la fontaine, qui avait brouillé la fontaine, mon bleu. Jésus, mon mari, ce sont les chèvres de la reine, mon Dieu, ce sont les chèvres. Je te pardonne.
Every tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the five corpsmen had to bury Johnny Tarr. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, "Your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell." So if it starts to rain, thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landing on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and cry. Well, we finally got him out the door and put him again the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He phoned the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts to rain and the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and dry. We lived and died. We went in to drown our sorrows, and we left the corpse outside. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his bald head and a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. In the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie.
And there's no last call either. That's Never Drink 'Em Dry by Gaelic Storm. Before that, Les Poules à Colin, which is a group of four girls and a guy from Quebec, and Morbleu, Saint-Bleu. Here are the Rum Jacks and Sainted Millions.
We are the Sainted Millions, where the howling blackbirds fly. Hand in hand we walk on through, while the traces pass us by. We are the Sainted, living on the piss stain of our schools. So raise a pint for those below, who are singing beneath our shoes.
beneath your pile of stone. The questions never answered left a ringing in your ear. You walked around these haunted grounds a thousand times a year.
And the song in your head is a personified lie. There's comfort in a bottle and there's comfort in a sky.
From all the time you wash away, you fall in line and join the ranks of those who lived and died among their day. And I would trade it for
from Budapest and Kind and Fine. And before that, the Rum Jacks, all the way from Sydney, Australia, and Sainted Millions. That's coming from their new album, Hestia, Goddess of Home. And that's coming out later this month, and you heard it here first. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Pat Chessel is a Celtic troubadour who goes where his music takes him, but this week he introduces us to The Road Not Taken, a new album, new music for these crazy times, and new vistas ahead. Pat's on the line to tell us more. Congrats on the new album, Pat.
Oh, thanks, Cal. Thanks very much. It's nice to have it done. We've been working on it for almost a year now. Well, we kind of started it back in December of last year, and then the pandemic, like it has to everybody, put everything kind of on pause. So it's nice to have it all done and out now.
Do you find that having long pauses, does that cause problems with, you know, like the momentum of the situation getting it done?
I always thought it would, but in this case, it was actually kind of a bit of a blessing. We ended up putting an extra song on
Cool.
The way I used to be, which was written during the pandemic by by me and Ivan Boudreaux and John Bowman. And also, it was kind of neat to have that couple months where nothing happened to kind of go back and listen and kind of have fresh ears.
Exactly.
And everything and come up with a few different ideas. So, I'm pretty happy with it, actually. It was a bit of a blessing.
It sounds great. Hey, Pat, why The Road Not Taken? I mean, I know we've all been there, but...
Obviously, you always want to kind of pick one track to highlight off the album for a title or something. But this is probably the proudest I've been of all the albums I've done yet. And I think it really is a different direction. So besides being the title of one of the tracks, I thought it was a good way to sum up what I tried to do with this album. And there's a little more of a rock influence on some of the tracks, as I'm sure you'll hear on that. So
is the theme of unrequited love, is that a well that you draw from?
This album is a little more optimistic, I find.
Yeah.
Which I think is good for us with everything going on in the world right now.
We can sure use it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely a feel-good album. There's nothing too sad on this album, so it's definitely good to throw on when you're feeling a little down, I think.
So you're the classic singer-songwriter with an open guitar case beside you, a voice worked in and well-oiled like a favorite instrument, with a boxcar full of songs to sing to whoever is ready to listen. But what is it that you enjoy about the recording process? So you put a lot of time and care and effort into your albums.
Oh, yeah. I have to say that the part I enjoy the most would probably just be the creativity and working with other musicians. I mean, recording now, especially the way it's set up, you get to work with some people all around the world that you wouldn't have the chance to work with sometimes. This album is mostly all local musicians. We had Steve Dawson record a couple parts down in Nashville for us, so... But I mean, you still get to involve a few other people you don't usually get to play with. Jeff Kelly plays on quite a few of the tracks from Spirit of the West, who's also an Irish Rover now, too. And Nolan Murray plays on it as well. And Kevin Evans from the legendary Irish band Evans and Doherty added a few of the tracks. He recorded his parts out in Newfoundland. So, that's a cool part to get to kind of play with people all around the world you usually don't really get to jam with,
You have a couple of local celebrities on there, too. I mean, local author Aaron Chapman helps you out on the first track, Like a Rock.
That's right. Aaron was, of course, a member of the Town Dance, but before that, a member of the Real McKenzies. And Like a Rock was written by Robert Ford, who sadly passed away last year, but he was a member of one of the original Canadian Celtic punk bands, the Stoders.
Oh, and, really?
So this is a cover of a song off their album. And Aaron was pretty close with Robert. The Real McKenzie and Stoders had toured together quite a few times. So when I decided I wanted to record Robert's tune, I thought, I got to get Aaron involved in this. So I think he adds a real kind of special touch to that track. So it was nice to have him along.
And a broadcasting legend, Larry Hennessy, is on here.
That's right. He sings backgrounds on Guardy Party, which is a song him and I wrote together about... He kind of had the inspiration after going to Ireland on a little trip, and then me and him got together one night at his house and consumed way too many pints of Guinness, and I wrote that song together.
Sean Chesel is featured on Rose and Broken Windows. Was music a family affair growing up for you?
Not really. I mean, I had a grandfather and a cousin who were musicians, but I was really the only musician, but my brother Sean has always been into writing, definitely has a bit of an artsy side, so he's helped. He's written a few songs with me over the years, and he also wrote the title track of my last album, I Confess, with me as well. So.
You've got your Celt in a Twist, and we have Pat Chesel for a few minutes, and we have a track from his new album, The Road Not Taken, cued and ready to spin. Introduce yourself to Pat and his music through social platforms. Start at his homepage, patchesel.com. What's been your favorite place on the road so far, Pat? I know you've been to Ireland. That would probably be a standout.
Yeah, Ireland, hands down, would probably be. Of all the places I played, that's definitely up there. So funny, I remember going to Ireland ready to play all this Irish music, and then I get into a bar in Donegal and get my guitar set up, and the crowd kind of wanders in, and they all start telling me how happy they are they get to hear some Canadian music tonight. I ended up playing a lot of the East Coast stuff and Stomp and Tom, and they loved it there. I've been lucky to play in so many places. Sometimes some of the small towns that you play in Canada and the U.S., the crowds are just amazing. You know, everyone always talks about playing in a big city and playing on a big stage. But sometimes playing to a tiny crowd in a small town somewhere can be just as fun. You know.
No, I hope you get a chance to do that a lot more once this whole crazy pandemic settles down and we can get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Yeah.
So congratulations again, Pat, to, you know, great achievement on the new album. Here's the part where you get to play DJ. Can you pick a song that you'd like to introduce listeners to from The Road Not Taken?
Sure. This is probably my favorite track we did on the album. It's a song called Sally O, which was written by the legendary Tommy Makem. And when Tommy recorded this, he did it kind of staccato and upbeat. But I took it and I slowed it right down. And I think the real kind of romantic and love elements come out in this song when it's done that way. So this is Sally O from The Road Not Taken.
I had my Sally-o, Sally-o, Sally-o. Well, I wish I had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low. I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow if I'd only had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. I would gather flowers so sweet, flowers so sweet, flowers so sweet, and pile them around my Sally's feet, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low. I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow if I'd only had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Oh, I pick salmon from the stream, from the stream, from the stream, and berries fit for any queen, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low. I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow if I'd only had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Music all the day, all the day, all the day, and peace that drives all cares away, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low. I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow if I'd only had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low. I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow if I'd only had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Where the wild birds sing upon the mountain.
Thank you.
Sound System from Finland and The Amazing Race. That's from their fourth album, Blinking Light. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Kilt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is The Parting Glass by Tradish. But first, this thought to ponder from Oliver Goldsmith. I love everything that's old. Old friends, old times, old manners, old books, old wine.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. A man may drink and not be drunk. A man may fight and not be slain. A man may court a pretty girl and perhaps be welcome back again. But since it has so ought to be, by a time to rise and a time to fall, so fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Come fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they are sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all.
Thank you.
Afro-Celt Sound System and Lovers of Light. And right into Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys with Allons Boire un Coup. Let's have a drink. A Twist, and thanks too to Pat Chessel for joining us. We are going out today with Tennessee Plates by Michael Cleveland from his album Tall Fiddler. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
I woke up in a hotel, didn't know what to do. Turned the TV on and wrote a letter to you. The news was talking about a dragnet upon the interstate. Seems they were looking for a Cadillac with Tennessee plates. Since I left California, baby, things have gotten worse. And the land of opportunity for me is just a curse. Till the judge in Bakersfield, my trial will have to wait. Down here they're looking for a Cadillac with Tennessee plates. It was somewhere in Nevada, it was cold outside. She was shivering in the dark, so I offered her a ride. Three bank jobs later, four cars hot wired. We crossed the Mississippi If they'd have known what we was up to, they wouldn't have let us in. When we landed in Memphis like original sin, Elvis Presley Boulevard to the Graceland gates. See, we were looking for a Cadillac with Tennessee plates. Of them parked in that garage. There wasn't one Lincoln and there wasn't one Dodge. There wasn't one Japanese model or made. Just pretty, pretty Cadillacs with Tennessee plates. She saw him singing once when she was 17. Ever since that day she'd been a living in between. I was never king of nothing but this wild weekend. Anyway, he wouldn't care. Hell, he gave him to his friends. Tennessee prison up at Brushy Mountain, where you're sincerely doing 5 to 8. Just a stamping out my time making Tennessee plays.
Communications.